Well, happy Monday. Good morning. Let's get this party started. It is BMaz and Beamer on News Radio 930 WBEN. Brian off today, hoping he'll be back tomorrow. You're stuck with me for the next hour and lots to get into. First, just want to say, great weekend. I hope you were able to enjoy the weather as well. At the Beamer house, the Beamer family, after a disappointing Virginia Tech game Saturday at noon, where they blew a huge lead to Miami, we won't get too into that. The family and I decided to go to the Buffalo Zoo. My in-laws got us membership to the Buffalo Zoo, so we decided, hey, let's go use it. And I'll tell you, I'm obsessed with the zoo now. I'm so happy we have this membership. I told my wife, every time it gets above 50 on a Saturday, we're going to the zoo. I loved it. And this was the winter version of the zoo. Just so much there, so much to explore, right in our backyard. You know what I mean? Right in our backyard. I went to school by the Buffalo Zoo and never stepped foot. So really, really enjoyed our time at the zoo and can't wait to go back. And now, like, I'm looking at where our membership gets us in around the country, like different places we're vacationing. And in 2 weeks, we're going to Florida. We're flying out of Cleveland. Well, our membership gets us 50% off at the Cleveland Zoo. So I'm like, I text my wife. I said, well, our flight doesn't leave till 4:30. Our son wakes up at 4 in the morning. We could easily get to Cleveland, go to the zoo, and it's 12 minutes from the airport. So now it's just like, that's all I want to do. I want to go to different zoos. I want to go back to the Buffalo Zoo. I had a ton of fun at the zoo on Saturday, and I think my son did. He reacts to the animals. Like, he loves dogs. Unfortunately, our dog's not a big fan of him, but he loves dogs, and you could kind of tell him, you know, recognizing the animals at the zoo as well. Really, really fun time, and like I said, can't wait to go back. If it hits 50 on Saturday this week, we'll be back there Saturday afternoon. Lots of fun. Also, Brian and I talked about religion in America a few weeks ago. Remember that? Well, I found a Presbyterian church that does a service early enough to where I could still come here and host Hardline. And we went on Sunday morning to the Clarence Presbyterian Church, and we really enjoyed the service. We'll be back looking to become a member. So just wanted to follow up on that, something I had mentioned on the air. All right. Now, I go through every morning. We get these. You've heard Brian talk about them. We go through these emails, and you know, it's topics that you wouldn't see if you're just doing a normal scan, right? Like, I always look at the New York Post. I always look at the Buffalo News. I always look at our website, WBEN.com, to come up with topics. But then you get these emails of stuff that it's not on the front page of anything, right? You have to go digging for these stories. There is a new fad diet out there. And this one, I can't believe people are doing it. It's the baby food diet. Yes, this is a TikTok fad where you replace your food with baby food to lose weight. It has its roots in Hollywood. The diet has people reaching for baby food in their cupboards and eating multiple jars for two meals a day. While baby food contains enough nutrients for a young child, it does not have the right nutrients for a full-grown adult. I just can't imagine. You know, like, we give our son purees, right? And, you know, they're frozen cubes, and we have to, you know, warm it up in the microwave. Now, I will dip my finger and make sure that it's, you know, of proper temperature before I feed it to my son. I can't imagine just sitting there eating his food. You know what I mean? But there are people out there. TikTok, I'm telling you, TikTok has just started the strangest fads out there, and this is another one. So I went and did a little bit of research on the baby food diet. It's actually not anything that's new. There was an article about this 13 years ago in 2011 talking about the dangers of the baby food diet. It's interesting how all these things have like a comeback, like a turnaround, right? It's something that was popular before social media was in everyone's face. And now that social media is in everyone's face, you see stuff coming back, right? I mean, listen to popular music. You see signs of 80s music. Go on TikTok. You hear 80s songs in the background, right? Almost as much as you'll hear newer music. This turnaround, now the big thing on TikTok is the baby food diet. Just, you know, there's a lot of good diet plans out there. And as you know, Robbie Raw will tell you, diet fad is just that. It's a fad. A lot of those people put the weight right back on. Just find something that you can adopt to and follow full time, right? But I thought that was interesting, the baby food diet. You've got people going shopping for baby food, which, by the way, you know, thanks for emptying out the food. But shopping baby food and then going home and replacing two meals with that, that's not going to get you the nutrients you want. And let me tell you, you'll feel real weak real quick, right? But that's something going out there the kids are trying that I thought I would share with you. All right, this morning Steve Roberts said something. I thought it was very interesting. I've heard this from multiple people, right? I also think it's kind of crazy. And that is this idea that because someone that you enjoy their music or their acting is going to influence your voting. And let me play this clip of Steve Roberts. I'm going to start off by saying I have no problems with Taylor Swift. I'm not one of these people who complains about the Taylor Swift coverage at the games. You know, Taylor Swift's music has been around since I've been in high school. There's a lot of it that I like, admittedly. With that said, I don't care who Taylor Swift's voting for. Like, it does not affect me. It does not bother me. I'm not going to run to the ballot box to vote for who Taylor Swift votes for, right? I mean, I love Hall & Oates. I love Huey Lewis. I could not care less who they're voting for. That's not going to impact my vote. Here's what Steve Roberts said. I think this idea, and again, if you're one of these people who your vote is influenced by the person in the movies, the person whose music you listen to, right? I mean, it goes either way. I think Kelsey Grammer's a great actor. I love the show Frasier, right? He and I politically have some common interests, right? I'm still not going to be influenced by his vote, by what he says. He's an actor. I like what he does in the movies, on the TV screen. I don't care who he's voting for. And if I disagree with him, I'm not going to stop watching him or stop listening to his music. I just couldn't care less. I'm not saying you don't have the right to have your opinion. Have your opinion. But it's just not going to influence me. Like, I don't go to these people for voting advice. I go to them for entertainment. But here's what Steve Roberts said this morning about the Biden campaign.
It has nothing to do with them. It has to do with someone named Taylor Swift, who, as you just pointed out in your newscast, won for the fourth time Album of the Year, meaning she's now the only pop star to ever win that award four times, beating out Frank Sinatra, who won it three times. And let me tell you an astounding number I just looked up this morning. Taylor Swift, if you combine all of her social media accounts, has 535 million, Susan, million followers on social media, 280 million on Instagram alone, 90 million on what used to be called Twitter, which actually is more than Donald Trump. Why is this so significant? Because if she decides to energize that network and use that network to tell her followers to register to vote and vote for Joe Biden, she could make a big difference because the election is so closely divided. It's not as if anybody out there who is a Trump supporter is going to say, listen to Taylor Swift and say, oh, I'm going to go vote for Joe Biden. That's not the potential impact here, Susan. The potential impact is that young people who don't register in great numbers and don't vote in great numbers are going to be energized. People who are already disposed to be more progressive and already energized or already concerned about issues like abortion. Taylor Swift says go out and register, go out and vote. If only a tiny fraction of her supporters listen to her, make a big difference. America is so closely divided, Susan. Look at the House of Representatives. There are 435 members, and yet the margin between the parties this morning is two votes. U.S. Senate, 100 members. The margin this morning is one vote. 2016 election, a shift of 80,000 votes in three states would have made Hillary Clinton president. 2020, a shift of 40,000 votes in three states would have given Donald Trump a second term. We're talking about the most closely divided country, I think, in American history. And so if Taylor Swift can energize even a tiny fraction of her fan base to register and vote, it can make a big difference. And remember also, the whole notion of who is a Swiftie is out of date. This notion that these are young teenage girls, well, that might have been true 10 years ago. You gotta remember, Taylor Swift's been around since 2006. So a lot of those kids who started listening to Taylor Swift when they were 12 or 14, they can vote now.
Also, I mean, Steve Roberts giving us the background on how long Taylor Swift's been around. I think that's wild. I think that's wild because Taylor Swift says, go register and vote for Joe Biden. That could influence the election. Again, vote however you vote. But you know, this is coming from the guy who thinks it's crazy to go to the ballot box and just vote for a party, right? I mean, I'm sorry. I think you should know what a candidate stands for. You should know who the candidate is. And that should be what you base your vote on. Your vote should not be based on party. And it should definitely not be based on what someone in entertainment says. I think that's crazy that there are so many people out there, according to Steve Roberts, that would be influenced by someone just because we like their music. You know, I listen to a lot of music and across all genres. And guess what? Most of the people I listen to probably politically do not agree with me. That does not affect me buying their music. I don't care. I don't care what you think politically. That's not why I'm listening to you. That's not why I'm watching your movies. And you know what? If Taylor Swift wants to endorse Joe Biden, go out and endorse Joe Biden. But I just think it's wild that it could influence an election because someone who's a very talented songwriter and artist, don't get me wrong. I think Taylor Swift's album 1989 is one of the best albums out there. Yes, I just said that. But to influence the election, to vote because of what someone who's good at songwriting and singing says, I think is absolutely wild. And remember why this has come to be, by the way. Taylor Swift in 2016 says she did not want to put her opinion out there, that it's, you know, that's not her job. And when Donald Trump defeated Hillary Clinton in 2016, you had people on the, I would say, extreme left, you know, I mean, people who write for the Washington Post, right? Go crazy. They went nuts and they blamed the election on Taylor Swift. That's why in 2020, Taylor Swift endorsed Joe Biden, and why she'll probably do it in 2024, because she had these bullies on the left going after her because she didn't endorse a candidate in 2016. I remember seeing the tweets. It was absolutely insane. People were blaming Taylor Swift for Donald Trump being the president. And ever since then, she has been more vocal on politics, which, again, is her right. She has every right to be vocal in politics if she wants to be, right? Everyone does. You build up a platform. If you want to voice your political opinion, do so. I'm not mad at the person who decides to endorse their politician or their politics. I'm upset with the person who will only go to the ballot box and vote because of what an entertainer says. That's who I'm upset at. I am not the guy to get upset for someone using their platform to get their political opinion out there. I mean, I do that. Everyone knows my politics because I've used my platform to get my political opinion out there. So that would be hypocritical of me to say otherwise. The focus should be on the voter who wasn't going to vote at all. Right? I mean, that's what Steve Roberts is talking about. Steve Roberts is talking about the voter, the person who's old enough and registered to vote, who wasn't going to, or maybe not registered to vote, who wasn't going to go to the ballot box, but because Taylor Swift said, go vote for Joe Biden, goes, registers, and votes for Joe Biden. That's the person that I'm upset with. And not because they're voting for Joe Biden. You have your right and your opinion to vote for whoever. Because your vote is purely based on what an entertainer says. Like I've always said, and I've been very consistent with this, you should be the one doing the research. If you are too lazy to look up who's on the ballot and who you most closely align with, then you know what? You probably shouldn't vote. That's why I'm against just voting across party lines. I think that's not what this country was meant to be. It was not meant to be, hey, go there and just vote for your party. It was go vote for the person, right? And this brings up something else that was illustrated over the weekend. And I know people are going to get mad at me because it seems like I'm always picking on this one person. But over the weekend, the county executive, Mark Pullengars of Erie County, tweeted job numbers, which, again, we can do a whole show on why the job numbers and what affected them. But Joe Biden's job numbers, and we won't get into that today. But his tweet was, just another reminder, if you want an economy that creates jobs, elect a Democrat. This is a politician telling you, hey, don't look at the politician, right? Look at the party and vote for the party only. I just think that is so, number one, I think it's dangerous to let the party be who's on the ballot and not the person or the policies of the person, right? But it doesn't surprise me that the county executive is saying, hey, vote for Democrats and Democrats only, because if in Erie County people actually had to vote for the person and not the party, he probably wouldn't be the county executive. Right. So that's probably why he tweeted what he tweeted. I mean, he knows he is there because he's got a D next to his name in Erie County. People aren't voting for the person. They're voting for the party. And he has probably been the biggest beneficiary of that in Erie County. I mean, would anyone argue that? I think that's pretty obvious. So my whole point is just do a little research. Right. I mean, this is coming from me, one of the laziest people out there. Do a little research, know who you're voting for, and know what they stand for. Know what the policies are. You know, people get mad at those man on the street interviews where people ask, you know, about policies and say, so this is why you wouldn't vote for Donald Trump? Yeah, that's why. Well, actually, those are Joe Biden's policies. You ever see those videos? That's why those videos are so popular and why it's so easy to do, is because people are influenced by everything else but the actual policy that the person who's running is running for, is running on. So again, my point is, there's nothing against Taylor Swift. If she wants to go to all the Joe Biden rallies, hey, he might actually get more than 10 people to show up. If that's what she wants to do with her time, that's her prerogative. That's her right. I have no problem. I've never had problem with people endorsing their candidates or speaking their politics. It's the people who are influenced by that, and that alone. Now, if Taylor Swift has people, you know, go and research the candidates and actually see, you know, what each candidate stands for and the results of each candidate's presidency, okay, then she's actually inspired people to go out. And if you look at all that and you still want to vote one way, hey, that's on you. But again, I think this idea is Steve Roberts is not talking about that. Steve Roberts is talking about people hearing Taylor Swift say, I'm going to vote for Joe Biden, and then just running to the polls and voting for Joe Biden. Merely because Taylor Swift, I just think that's not, again, just like parties, that's not what it was supposed to be like. It's supposed to be, here are the policies, here's what you vote for. So don't be frustrated or upset at Taylor Swift or at the entertainer who wants to give their opinion, right? Like, I've never been upset with Bill Maher. I'm upset with the people who will go and do something just because Bill Maher says so without doing any kind of research. But now, I mean, Bill Maher, I mean, he's one of those people, he can say something in one show to upset both sides of the aisle. I kind of like it, right? I'm kind of liking, I like to hear someone who's got opinions that aren't influenced by a party. I wish we had more of that in D.C., right? Not being influenced by a party, being influenced by what you actually believe. We'll see. 803-0930, star 930. Do you have any thoughts on this? Do you have any thoughts on what Steve Roberts said this morning about the effect Taylor Swift could have on the election just by endorsing a candidate? And do you agree with me? Do I have it wrong somewhere? Let me know. 803-0930, star 930. And the baby food diet. Were these anyone out there ever try the baby food diet? And what are some of the other crazy diet fads that you've heard of over the last few decades? I mean, that's definitely one of the, that's up there on the crazy list. I mean, I've heard worse. I've heard ones that are probably even more dangerous when talking about lacking nutrients. But I'd like to hear from you. 803-0930, star 930. It's BMAZ and Beamer. Joe Beamer with you today on News Radio 930 WBEN. Hey, hey, welcome back. BMAZ and Beamer here on News Radio 930 WBEN. Yeah, so just to wrap it up, I'm not blaming the people who want to voice their opinion. I think they have every right to voice their opinion. And hey, you might even agree with their opinion. I just think doing the research on who's on the ballot, right? I'm all for everyone registering and everyone voting, right? More voices, more choices. Who knows? But I do think it's a disservice if you go to the ballot and haven't fully done the research. And I don't mean fully do the research by watching cable news or even listening to, you know, news radio. I mean doing the research by seeing the opinions of both sides, right? And you have the internet now, which is a great thing and an awful thing all at the same time. You have the ability to get the facts, to get the information, to get the history of all the candidates. I mean, but you also have the ability to get some very biased news as well. I mean, you have to be smart when you're doing your research. But I think, again, this is my same opinion when it comes to political parties. I think political parties have kind of ruined politics in America. I think you should be voting for the candidate and the candidate's policy and what they believe in. We have too many people that just vote because of the letter next to someone's name. And I think that's a disservice. And I think going purely on because someone who you liked in entertainment's voting, I think is also a disservice, right? It's okay if they if they get their opinion out there. It's okay if they voice their opinion. That's fine. But do the research. See who mostly aligns with you. That's all. That's my opinion. Right? And that's what I'm here to do. Share my opinion. Other things that are going on. Number one, I do want to say thanks to the roundtable, the Hardline Roundtable yesterday. Had a great discussion on a list of topics and can't wait to bring that back later this month or early next month. But the one thing we talked about was the 33 Project that just seems to be hanging around, right? It's one of these things that, you know, the state, and again, I think the state is way off here, just saying, hey, you take this or you don't get the billion. I think that's ridiculous. I don't care where the money came from. But to say that you either take the project we're giving you in telling people in the community, hey, it's good for you. Well, maybe people in the community should have the say, not the governor who hasn't lived here in a long time. Maybe people in the community should be the ones who say it's a good idea or not. I don't understand the state thinking they have the right to step in and say this is what's right for you and we're going to do it. So I applaud the community, even if I disagree that with steps of both plans. I don't think it's up to me. I live in Clarence, right? I think it's up to people in the community what should be done with the 33. It's up to people who live in that community, in that area of the city of Buffalo. And if they support it, then go through with it. If they want something else, then I think they should be listened to. Same with the 198, because again, I live in Clarence, but I did live along the 198 for a portion of my life. And I can tell you, not having the 198 when I lived there would have been a huge issue. I mean, when I lived there, the 198 was 50 miles an hour. Now it's this weird mix of, the 198 is this weird mix of parkway and expressway. And I've never been on a road more confusing than driving down the 198 now. I mean, it's just like everything else in Western New York. It's an unfinished project, right? And I do have to applaud them for listening to those, again, in the community along the 198. But you started a project, and now it's unfinished. And guess what? I know people are going to say this sounds like me making an excuse. It's easy to go 50 on the 198. Why? Because it was built to go 50. You drive along the 198, no one in their right mind thinks you're driving on a parkway. It looks like an expressway because it is an expressway. It's just another unfinished project in Western New York. And Ryan Whalen brought up a great point yesterday when he said, that's the fear. They put this cap on the 33 and then the money runs out and that's it. It's an unfinished project. The 990 is an unfinished project. The Metro Rail is an unfinished project. We are a region full of unfinished projects. The 198, as it stands right now, is an unfinished project and it's confusing and it's dangerous. It's dangerous because drivers do not know how fast they're supposed to be going. So you have someone that's following the speed limit going 35, and you have someone going, wow, I just got off the 190. This looks to be the same thing. I'm not saying that's right, but it's pretty easy to confuse the 198 with an expressway. No? I mean, we were just, it's how anyone gets reelected is beyond me. How anyone, I don't care what party you are, is gets reelected in this region is beyond me. With the list, the plethora of unfinished projects we have in this area. And we talked about two of them yesterday. I'm starting to think now, is the further this 33 thing gets drawn out, that there will be literally no change to the 33. Does anyone else have that thought? Like that neither project's going to get done, and the $1 billion will go somewhere else? You know, the governor from Buffalo will put that money somewhere else, not in Buffalo, not in Western New York. When, believe me, oh, but the money's from the Department of Transportation. It has to be spent on the roads. Okay, have you driven in Western New York? Have you driven in the city of Buffalo? Believe me, we could put $1 billion into infrastructure in the city of Buffalo. Like, that money could be used on roads and probably on something that people will agree with, that a majority of people will agree with. But is it just me? Am I the only one? I mean, I'm just sick of unfinished projects. And again, who's to blame? I don't know. I'd say the blame is spread around, right? There's probably some federal blame. There's definitely some state blame. And there's probably some local blame. But I'm sick of unfinished projects. And it seems like that, as much as I love Buffalo, I love Western New York, right? I love living here. I don't want to make any doubt of that. I love this area. I love the people here. I think the people are the best part of Western New York. But damn, do we just lead the country in unfinished projects. I'd like to see that documentary. I know PBS is too busy right now doing documentaries about the election, but I'd love to see that documentary on unfinished projects in Western New York. I think that would be fascinating. Rochester has, you know, the unfinished subway system. Oh, no, I'm sorry. I confused that. Rochester used to have the subway system. Now it's just abandoned. Cincinnati had the unfinished subway system, which, fun videos to watch on YouTube, by the way. You know me. I love my abandoned videos on YouTube. The incomplete Cincinnati subway system that never took place, but they built the stations for. Fascinating watch on YouTube if you ever get to the level of boredom that I was when I found that video. Bud in Hamburg has a problem with something I said. I want to make sure he gets heard before I go to break. Hey, Bud.
Good morning, Joe. Not really a problem with what you said regarding endorsements, but I mean, I've listened to you proclaim yourself to be a student of politics. Am I not right about that?
Oh no, you are. And I'm not saying everything I have said is accurate in the way things are in 2024. I'm stating my opinion.
No, I understand it, and I appreciate you're allowing me to counter your opinion. But having that thought in mind that you study and try to learn about as much politics as you can, to speak of endorsements and whether or not Taylor Swift can tick the needle one way or the other when it comes to the presidential election in November, and not really understand how somebody can go out and place their vote, cast their ballot without research, then you have to look at why do candidates line up to try to get the UAW as an endorsement? Why do candidates try to get the United Teachers Association as an endorsement? Why do candidates, local candidates, recent candidates that have won elections, sought the nod from former President Trump to actually use his likeness in their ads? It's just for that reason. That is what an endorsement is used for, is because it's, let's call it what it is, it's a shortcut for an individual to look at an ad, to look at whether it be a flyer in your mailbox, an ad on the radio, or on the television. It's a shortcut for them to say, gee, this particular individual, this group of individuals are endorsing this one candidate. I'm gonna go out and I'm gonna cast my ballot for that candidate, and that's how it's done. Why would you even have endorsements,
right,
so to speak, from Democrats, Republicans, Independents, Liberals? Why would you even have that if endorsements weren't meant to sway and persuade individuals to cast their ballots for those particular candidates?
Bud, you're absolutely right. And you know my thoughts on unions, which we'll probably do that show in the coming days. You're absolutely right. That's obviously what politicians use, and that's why the Biden campaign's going so hard after Taylor Swift to say something. With that said, though, like, I don't think that's the right way to do it. You're right. That's unfortunately how it goes, and people will see that and say, oh, the UAW supports this person, I'm going to go vote for them. I just think that's like you said, a shortcut or kind of cheating the system when, you know, just because the UAW aligns with this person doesn't mean everything in your life aligns with that person. And I think you're doing a disservice if you just hear, oh, so-and-so is voting for this person, that's who I'm voting for. I think it's a disservice instead of going and doing the research and seeing what everyone stands for. I think you've got a lot of people now, as we've heard, going, oh, you know, I voted for this person 3 years ago, and I'm not getting what I was told I was going to get out of it. And why? Well, because they listened to an endorsement instead of doing the research themselves.
Right. Well, and I'm just speaking, specifically to what you were saying with regard to endorsements. Endorsements have been around as long as our democracy has been around. I did not hear the entire interview this morning with the individual that they were speaking with, but what he was saying, and the part that you played, is that the election the last 8 years has been so close that someone like Taylor Swift can blink an eye and all of a sudden that needle just goes to the left or the right, that little bit of a tick, and in a close election it probably will make a difference.
No, I don't disagree, Bud. But like I said, I don't blame Taylor Swift. I blame the voters. I blame our electorate for being so lazy and not going out there and doing the research.
Unfortunately, that's a fact of life.
You're right.
I appreciate your show and I appreciate your opinion. Have a great week.
Hey, Bud, always appreciate your call, man. Bud in Hamburg, 803-0930-930. Yeah, I mean, Bud's right. Right? Endorsements have been around forever. Doesn't make them right. But endorsements have been around. And, you know, if Joe Biden goes after Taylor Swift, I'm sure, you know, Donald Trump's going to go after who he can go after and try to, you know, bring that person up on stage at one of his rallies. Of course. And the same thing would go for that endorser, as I'm saying, if Taylor Swift does an endorsement. Again, I'm not blaming Taylor Swift. She is right to have her opinion. I am blaming the voters. If you hear the UAWs, you know, supporting so-and-so, the Teamsters are supporting so-and-so, so in turn, I'm going to support that person, I think you're doing the process a disservice. Because guess what? You could do the research and say, yes, I agree with UAW, or I agree with Taylor Swift. That's fine. You know, we live in a country where half the people disagree with the other half of the people. I'm just saying, if you're going to bypass knowing who the candidates are and what they stand for because someone says it, I'm not blaming that person for endorsing. I'm blaming the person who listens to the endorser and says, yep, that's it. I'm going to go vote. And I don't have to go. I don't have to get into how I feel about unions. I think everyone knows. I've done enough shows. And let me tell you, talking about split right down the middle, I have found my audience, our audience here at WBEN, pretty split down the middle when I bring up unions, right? You've got a lot of people for, a lot of people against. And I think that's how our electorate is. And that's why I think what Bud's saying and what Steve Roberts said is true, but I'm just not going to sit here and get mad at Taylor Swift for having an opinion. I'm frustrated with people who will hear that opinion, and that's the sole reason they'll go and vote for a person. That's all I'm saying, right? But Bud's right. It's been going on since the start of politics in America, and it will be until the end of time. I'm just saying, as I say with political parties, just because your party endorsed a candidate doesn't mean you shouldn't go and study that candidate and know what they stand for. Now, in this election, it's hard to believe people don't know what the two main candidates stand for, but they exist. I mean, there are people who they just repeat what they hear in the news or repeat what they heard someone say down the street instead of actually go and do the research and compare. I mean, if 2024 goes the way it looks like it's going, and we still have a lot of primary left, but if it goes the way it's going, you have two people who have been president, right? You have a current president and a former president. It's pretty easy to compare the last two administrations. There's a lot of stats out there that are from the two respective White Houses, right? So you can go and get information that's not skewed. It's just documents, and you could compare the last two administrations pretty easily if that's what you wanted to do. Unfortunately, there's people who are, like I said, lazy, and instead of doing that, they'll just hear what someone says on TV and run to the ballot box. Again, not mad at the person who said it. I'm frustrated at the person who won't do the study in. That's all. One last thing before we get out of here. I've got 3 minutes. One last thing before we get out of here. Is there anything more meaningless than a zodiac sign? I do not. Now my wife, she'll hear this. She will get upset that I just said that on the air. But I think the zodiacs, I'm sorry, and I love my wife to death, right? I love my wife. But I think the zodiac sign is the dumbest thing. And the fact that we do articles, this is in the New York Post, and I love the New York Post. The New York Post is my go-to paper of record, okay? Faithless fiancés, the zodiac sign most likely to cheat at their bachelor or bachelorette party. And you know there are people out there that will read this article and then go and try to figure out their fiancé's zodiac sign and then will be worried because according to the New York Post, this zodiac sign is more likely to cheat at their bachelor or bachelorette party. I don't get it. I've read zodiac signs where it has, you know, I don't even know what my zodiac sign is, but I'll look it up. It does not describe me whatsoever. It's always something that's just way off of anything of the person I am. So please, don't judge your fiance on their zodiac sign. If they're your fiance, I'm guessing you know them pretty well, right? If they're your husband or wife, I'm sure you know them pretty well. Don't let this New York Post article all of a sudden get you thinking they're cheating on you because of their zodiac sign. Maybe just know the person, right? Hey, why did you get, you've heard, why did you guys start dating? Oh, we had our zodiac signs match. Anything else? I mean, have you ever heard that? Someone get married. Hey, why'd you get married? Our zodiac signs match. No! I'm not going to make a... I mean, according to the zodiac signs, my wife and I are not meant for each other. We would be awful together. Well, so far we're proving the zodiac signs wrong, right? I don't understand the attention zodiac signs get. But, you know, if that's your fun, have your fun. If that is something that you believe in, just please take the article for the person that you're with, not for the zodiac sign. All right, that's all for me. I got to get out of here. Linda Pellegrino is in next. She's in for 4 hours with David Bellavia, followed by Tom Bowerly, followed by Tom Puckett, and it all comes after the news with Lucas Buckley on News Radio 930 WBEN.